What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the 7 days of slaughter officially begins. Boy, do I got some major hitters for this banquet. Now, let's start off with an article that was sent to me by Jay White, that was published April 4th, 2013. Man beats his girlfriend to deletion with an Xbox. This guy took game over to the ultimate level. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! In undoubtedly the most bizarre story of the day, a man has been arrested for fatally stabbing and beating his girlfriend to deletion with an Xbox. Darius Johnson, 22, is the accused and beat his girlfriend, Monica Gooden, to deletion in his apartment before heading to a neighboring apartment block and attacking an elderly woman, Geraldine Price. For all intents and purposes, sounds like this guy went on a mini rampage. Price's nephew broke up the fight and called 911, and that's when Johnson was arrested. Price said that she had been wearing a pink robe and laughing on the phone with a friend. This sparked Johnson as he was walking by, who reportedly said that he thought she was a pink elephant laughing at him. Okay, how would he have known she was laughing on the phone if he was walking by the apartment, unless in typical black female laughing patterns, she was all too overanimated with said laughing? Just saying, just my opinion. The police arrived in time to apprehend Johnson, which led them back to his apartment, revealing that he had offlined his girlfriend earlier in the day. Quote unquote, she's in heaven, Johnson said, quote unquote, I kept stabbing her, but she just would not delete. At Johnson's apartment, police found a trail of blood to Gooden's carcass, along with an Xbox covered in blood. Johnson told police that he, quote unquote, fought Gooden like he was fighting a dragon and, quote unquote, felt like a new man afterwards, the affidavit said. That, gentlemen, is a very chilling description. However, when you look at what he said, he felt like a new man afterwards. Once again, you have to ask the fatal question. What drove him to do this? Johnson said that he and his girlfriend had a fight regarding Johnson's mother moving in with them, which Gooden was opposed to. There's the answer, gentlemen, as to why this man snapped. Now, earlier in the article, they say it was his apartment. Gentlemen, this is another reason why you should not cohabitate. Now, it can be said, just saying, maybe she was contributing to the apartment. However, if her name was not on that lease, she had no authority in that apartment. However, that, in my humble opinion, is why he felt the need to go over the edge, because he felt that she disrespected him by overstepping her bounds. Quote unquote, Monica should be brutally terminated, is explained in Johnson's affidavit. Johnson is facing a termination charge for Gooden's deletion, along with a burglary and battery charge for attacking Price. Well, well, well. Talk about a major hitter. This guy decided, you know what? I'm tired of this woman. Why do you think he said he felt like a new damn man? Maybe she was too overbearing. Maybe she finally pushed him over the edge and he finally got tired of a loud mouth. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in his apartment, so I have to give that a 10. Method of execution, the Xbox of extinction. I got to give that a 25 under general principle. Psychological impact. I'm going to give that a 20 because of the fact that he attacked another woman who had nothing to do with the situation. Like I said, he was hopped up on pure anger, and that's what made him attack the other woman. So I got to give that a 20. For the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 30. He stabbed her. He says she wouldn't go. So he decided to finish her off with the Xbox. And of course, for the uniqueness factor, I got to give him a 20. So, Darius, the Dragon Slayer Johnson, gets a score of 105. Gentlemen, like I said, more and more men are going to have psychotic breaks. Why? Because they're tired of these women trying to impose their will onto them. Hey, shit's never gonna change, right? Women have been allowed for far too damn long to get away with all sorts of crap. So yeah, men are saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who think that you're going to be able to continue to exert some sort of will over men because you believe that you have infinite protection from the system, you better get this through your thick ass skulls right now. The power you believe that you have, which is fake power, by the way, will go out. Feminism and the idea that you can impose your will on men through the use of proxy violence via simps, white knights, and the police, that's going to go out right along with it. Because as this woman found out, and many other women like her found out, the moment that the man in your life decides that you've become the bane of his life, he's going to take matters into his own hands. and there will be no one there to magically appear and get that man off you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.